And welcome, everybody, for another exciting edition of Overtime, which we have not done in over a month. Rob, why are you the only face I see on Skype? Everybody else bailed. I don't think Rob can hear us. Is that does that make sense, Kyle? Is this, so what's going on now? What technical problems are we dealing with? Anybody? Kyle, you're in the same room as me. You should be able to hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Is there a problem? He still can't hear us. What's how can we go from a working board to a non-working board in 5 minutes?
The others have stepped away.
I
cannot hear
away.
You through Skype. I can hear you through YouTube.
Okay, that means you're hearing us like many seconds after we talk. Okay, Kyle, what changed?
Okay, there you are.
What do you mean, there I am? I've been here the whole time.
Oh, I hear you. We hear you now.
We hear you now.
Live, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is unbelievable.
And we are live on YouTube.
You step away for a month and everything breaks without you touching it. How is that possible? How is that possible? But that's what's happening on so many levels.
We can't leave without things just completely disintegrating. Yeah, what is the problem?
You'd think
what?
Using it would be the problem. No, it's not using it. That's the problem. You know, you don't touch something for a month, you'd think it would gather strength and get better. But no, it just stops working. It's like it has time to think about itself and how unfairly it's been treated over the years and just concludes, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. Not going to be a router. I'm not going to be a board. I'm not going to be a laptop. And Alex, I don't know what you're doing, but it looks like you're spinning in circles. You're running down a corridor somewhere. What's going on?
Exactly. Yeah, I am. I'm in the middle of many different things at the moment. Yeah, but I will have to say though that my time here on Overtime this evening is unfortunately going to be limited to I think another few minutes because I do have to run to a meeting tonight. And in as much as I have absolutely missed having Overtime for the last 5 weeks, I will unfortunately have to go a little bit early tonight. So maybe we could take some early calls.
Maybe we could call the show Undertime. How about that? I think that might be a bit better. Underwhelming, under time. Let's take some phone calls if we can, if the phone is working.
Yeah.
We haven't even picked up the phone yet to see if there's a dial tone.
802-321-HACK,
right?
Mm-hmm.
4225.
Okay. I'm just getting a message now from YouTube saying YouTube is not receiving enough video to maintain smooth streaming. As such, viewers will experience buffering. Well, first of all, we're not a video show. We're just audio. Apparently our bandwidth has been reduced.
It's not happy with how much bandwidth we have right now.
We had a call. I heard the phone ring. Did you pick it up or not?
Of course.
Okay, so we have a call. Okay. Now we don't know if they'll be able to hear us. You know, if I was a piece of technology looking to thwart all of our efforts, I would make it so that the caller could not hear us. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Well then. Okay, but my voice somehow changes when we have a caller. What's on your mind? Tell us what's going on.
I called Verizon to try to get them to fix the hum on my phone line.
We hear it. That's quite a hum you got there.
For once, it's not our hum.
It is not your hum. It's on every single call that I get.
Wow.
Or that I make. And they told me we are now ready to switch to Fios, and we refuse to treat your copper. And we give you 20 days to make some sort of decision what you're going to do. And after the 20 days, well, it's doomsday.
Yeah, that's what they do all around the country now, maybe even the world. I just realized, guys, there's probably no way you can hear the caller, right? Is that right, Rob?
Indeed, we can't. We can try and bring it up on the screen on the stream here and listen to it with a delay.
Yeah, it'll be a good long delay. But and also, our voices get awfully weird when we have the caller up.
Yes.
The letter that they were supposed to send and they never sent it. So I called them back, and they sent it by email. And they say, you know, I have to tell them to switch to Fios or they're going to cut off my service. But what I want to do, they say, you know, you have to find some other company that will deal with copper, but there aren't any other companies that will deal with copper, and we can't give you a list of who our rivals are because we don't know, which I really truly believe that Verizon does not know what other companies are also covering my area. Ha, ha, ha. But I was wondering whether you or listeners or anyone could please help me in finding a phone company that will deal with my copper in Manhattan, in the Chelsea area.
Well, I think what we'll have to do is appeal to listeners. If they know of anybody that is supporting copper to this day, write to us, oth@2600.com. We'll certainly share that information. We have so many listeners that are going through this right now, and even people who don't listen to the show, I hear the complaint many, many times in various forums. It just seems like another ill-fated move on the part of these companies where they say, it's old technology. We have no use for it anymore. We're just going to stop having it. You know, when we were traveling, Kyle, you know, I noticed where there were payphones and they're useful. AM radio. People still use AM radio, believe it or not. And a lot of information is passed in that particular format, in that particular realm. You don't just abandon something because there's something new. You enhance it. You figure out a way to integrate it. Having a landline, having a copper line that doesn't require you to run a generator or to have some power source between you and the central office, that's a godsend when there's a hurricane, when there's a blizzard, when there's an earthquake, because many times you will lose power, but you will not lose that landline. There are different wires, and they stay up longer. I can't count the number of times that has happened. But when you change it so that, you no longer support copper, you only can support fiber, and that requires power, which will only last maybe a day, you take away that remarkable flexibility. When you don't have any payphones anywhere, you're telling people you have to have a cell phone or you can't even report an emergency. You can't be in touch with anyone unless you buy into this. It's short-sighted. It's absurd. And we learn time and time again that it's just a bad idea. And I'm sorry it's happening to you. I'm sorry it's happening to all of us because, copper lines are a good thing to have. They really are. They're not as fast for data as a cell phone, perhaps. They don't have as many features, but they do serve a purpose. And I'm just really frustrated that so many people in charge can't seem to realize that.
I'd like to give you...
Yeah, it's one of those crazy issues. I mean, we have a microwave oven in our house. Those came out and they were a fantastic new appliance and wave of the future. And they do so many things more quickly and more conveniently than traditional stoves and ovens. But they didn't take out the stove and oven when they put it in a microwave. It's like we still have the older technology around because there's still so many things that it's better for. And it's just nice to still have around. So I don't know why, we have the copper. It's in the ground or it's on the poles or whatever. It is there. Why can we not just use it? Why do we have to actively get rid of it, especially in areas where it's not the area is not well served by other technology yet?
Caller, go ahead. I apologize for Rob stepping on you. He can't hear you, so that's why he did that. But it was nothing personal.
Okay.
So sorry.
Okay, I'd like to give you my email so that you can let me know what you learn and give it to the listeners for that matter, so they could contact me directly if they wish to.
Oh, you want to give your email address out to the thousands, perhaps millions of people who are listening right now?
Watching right now.
Yes. Okay, yeah, you say that as if that's all we have, but that's simply who's watching right now with all the technical problems we have. But I should let you know that over the week, many, many, many people download the show and stream the show, and also this will be forever for throughout history. Your email address will be a part of this archive.
I trust people to be responsible.
Big mistake, but go ahead.
EEF as in Frank, www@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. You have courage, I'll say that.
Yahoo.com takes courage, okay.
It does.
If you say so.
It does, yeah. But thank you.
I just was thinking about the 11-year-old also.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering whether, you know, they said that he had to do five things, and I think four things were mentioned. And I was wondering whether there was any sort of thing that he did to help make up for all the school that all the other kids lost.
I don't think the kids expect him to do anything to make up for that. But in this last year of stay at home teaching, I think, you know, there's plenty of opportunity if there are days that actually need to be made up to do that. I don't think that was really the issue. I think the issue here, as it is in most cases, is lack of control of the people supposedly in charge. That's what drives them crazy when an 11-year-old is the one running things. I think that's what made them panic. That's what made them overreact. And hopefully lessons will be learned by them. We'll see. Thanks for your call. We're going to see if we can take any more. I know this is very frustrating, people not being able to interact. We're going to fix this. We're going to figure this out. Oh, you know, I just got an update from FedEx. They just now admitted that the package only now just left Indianapolis instead of at 9 in the morning. They said it just departed their facility. So I'd like to know, FedEx, how is it going to get here by the end of the day? What day are you talking about exactly? And how do I get reimbursed for this? That's the real question. The real question that nobody seems to have an answer for. So sad. Alex, you're in a corporate meeting room, it looks like. There's a whole bunch of people there, all staring at us. And it's a bit unnerving. Are you about to give some kind of an address? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I can't really discuss exactly what I'm about to do, but suffice it to say, it is time for me to bid adieu.
Those are some pretty high level. Yeah, I saw that. But high level executives you got there. There's people in tuxedos. I mean, that's wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm impressed. I am very impressed.
When you see a cummerbund in a conference room, you know business is about to happen.
I do, so. And it's mortifying. Well, Alex, we'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to communicate better than we did this week.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. You guys have some work cut out for you on the tech side there.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
You know, all
we
my
do.
Best. Great to see you guys back in the makeshift studio. Rob and Gila, good to see you, and we'll all catch up next week, if not sooner.
All right.
Bye
then.
For now, everyone.
All right. Say hi to everybody for us.
And, I will.
That was Alex. We will talk to him again next week. And that leaves us with Rob and Gila, who we're happy to have you, but you still can't hear the callers. So I don't know.
We cannot. We'll stay quiet during the calls and listen on YouTube, and then maybe you can cue us when it's safe to speak, because there is a delay and we can't be sure that they've stopped speaking.
It's a long delay. It's a pretty long delay. It's about 30 seconds or so. Is even more than that. I'm not sure. But our phone line is open. Our phone line is open, right? Because I don't know if we have to hang up on the caller or if they hang up when we say the call is over. But 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK is our phone number. If anyone is out there and wishes to say something, we won't stay on for too long because of all these technical snafus that we are going through. But it's okay. You know, it's just good to establish contact again. Our email address, once again, oth@2600.com. Rob, there was another 2600 meeting this month. How did that go?
It went well. We had it indoors for the first time since lockdown, and it was a fun experience. We were back in the atrium at 53rd Street and 3rd Avenue, and we are actually looking for the next meeting next month to see if we can go into the rebuilt Citigroup Center on 53rd and Lexington. We're investigating that. Stay tuned to nyc2600.net for updates. One thing that did not work that we were trying to do but couldn't manage to maintain was we wanted to see if we could have a link between the virtual meeting, which was going over Zoom, and the physical meeting. But it turns out that when you're inside, the echoes and everything else just create too much noise for the Zoom connection to be useful if you're in a food court full of talking people. So we were not able to connect the virtual meeting and the physical. That's something we wanted to do, but it turns out is not practical if you're indoors, at least not in the circumstances we were under. So, you know, apologies to the folks who were hoping for that, but you know, we're doing our best, and we will go forward.
You know, the technical problems we have even in an open mall are just unbelievable sometimes. So yeah, I guess if you're in an echoey room, who knew? They won't be able to hear you very well. Maybe everybody should bring their own microphone, you know, just have like sort of a headset on. That might be the best way to do it. We'll see. All right. Well, we don't seem to be getting phone calls. And, you know, it's challenging, all of this. So maybe we should wrap things up. How about some final words from you guys?
Final words from us. Well, it's good to see you guys back in town. I'm, you know, glad you had a good trip. And, you know, I hope you had a good stop off at the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota on your way.
Did not go there. Did not go there.
You're missing out, you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I will say that because I was not eligible to enter the tell you guys where to go roundup, I did not say you should swing by Carhenge, but you should swing by Carhenge the next time you're in the center of the country.
Wait, what's Carhenge?
Oh, it's Stonehenge built out of cars.
How is that different than Cadillac Ranch?
It's in Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one difference. Okay. Well, we'll consider that. That's the thing. When you travel cross country and you go to the smaller places, you see more. You don't just see the tourist traps. You see more sights and you just have more interesting encounters with people. So I recommend it. All right. Well, great talking to you guys. I guess we are going to sign off a little bit early tonight, and that's fine. That's fine. We're still getting things working again.
Baby steps.
Yes. All right. Well, write to us, OTH@2600.com. Good night, everybody.